New Zealand has rushed through new laws to put ex-criminal deportees from Australia on parole. The laws were enacted last night, just in time for a batch of ex-criminals who arrived in New Zealand from Christmas Island today. Support services say they'll be under pressure to ensure the convicted criminals don't re-offend. There are still 200 Kiwis being held in detention centres and prisons in Australia awaiting deportation. Bridget Brennan reports.
12 New Zealanders were deported from Christmas Island Detention Centre this morning and arrived in Auckland on a charter flight this afternoon. Because New Zealand's Parliament has just passed urgent laws to monitor returned deportees from Australia, police were waiting for them. Superintendent John Timms from New Zealand Police.
There's an assessment undertaken, a whole lot of information's obtained from the returning offenders, DNA and fingerprints are obtained, and from that we can then make a risk assessment.
Some of the convicted criminals who've left Australia will fight the cancellation of their visas from New Zealand. This man arrived in Auckland today. He spoke to TV3 in New Zealand.
I'll fight my case and hopefully my visa gets granted back to me.
Australia has deported close to 200 New Zealanders since the federal government passed tougher laws last December to deal with foreign nationals convicted of serious crimes. Tuiar Lu runs PARS, a prisoners' rehabilitation service in Auckland. She says the workload at her centre has increased.
Yes, it will stretch services, but we've received a grant to increase our capacity to be able to deliver this rapid response of frontline service. Many of them will need housing and financial support. So each individual case will be different and will be looked at based on their individual needs.
New Zealand's government has said that among the convicted criminals that Australia has deported are rapists and murderers. Others have been deported on assault and drugs charges or on character grounds. Tuiar Lu says there'll be challenges when it comes to reintegrating those people into New Zealand if they've lived in Australia for a number of years.
They need to be given the opportunity to access the services that they're entitled to enable them to assimilate back into New Zealand and lead normal, productive lives.
Figures from the Immigration Department show there are still 200 Kiwis being held in Australian detention centres and Perth's Casuarina Prison awaiting deportation.
Bridget Brennan.